truma, literally at the beginning, there's one very important yesod, which is true in life. It's for sure true when it comes to Talmud Torah, but it's also true in life. Which is at the beginning of the parasha, it's talking about all the donations. Ichli truma meit kol ish sheyivena lidbo et zichu et trumati. V'zot ha-truma asher tichu meitam, zahav, chesef, nechoshet. Tchilet v'argaman tolat sheni v'sheit v'izim. Etc., etc. What's the end? Avnei shoam v'avnei miluim, la'ifod, v'lachoshet. As to Orach Chaim HaKadosh, what is the order? Sarich ladat. Why is Avnei Shom and Avnei Miluim last in the order of the 11 materials here? Should have been even before. It's the most precious. The Avnei Shom and the Avnei Miluim, these precious stones were more, they were worth more, even than the Zav and Kesef. It should have been before. Kihim Mi'ulimhim. His second answer he gives is the yesod that I wanted to say. It's third answer, really. Based on a Gemara in Yuma, that how did these, the Gemara in Yuma says that the clouds brought these Avnei Shoam. Im kein, if they came, they were literally a divine gift. Vishulchan gavoa yu mevim belo torech v'yegia. Velo chesaron kis, he didn't work for it. Didn't cost you any money. Asher akein, sider v'nidvatam achar kol ha-nidvaot shemivim mikisam v'yidei torech. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh says such a yesod in life. People talk to me, how am I going to get connected to Torah? How am I going to get connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam? How am I going to get connected to these things? The answer is through working at it. A lot of people think, oh, Adar comes, it's all happy. Or, ooh, very, very happy. The happiness, real happiness, if you look at the Rambam, he calls it an avoda gedol. To really be happy takes a lot of avoda. I always felt that I sat down around 10 years ago teaching a girls' seminary, and we have the famous Rav Nachman song saying that says Mitzvah Gedola Lios B'Simcha Tamid. Now I'm not allowed to ask a question on a Hasidic shop, but I will. It's like usher to like ask a question on a Hasidic saying, like it's not allowed, but I'll do it anyway. First of all, it's just not a true statement. Mitzvah Gedola Lios B'Simcha Tamid, right? It's just not a true statement. Mitzvah Gedola Lios B'Simcha Tamid. Why? Because first of all, not even the Karban Tamid, it's just not a true statement. People have avelos, people have time. You can't be besimcha tamid. So I always felt that the pshat was, it's mitzvah gedol yos besimcha, comma, or semicolon. How is a person really besimcha? Through avodah tamidit. It's got to have constant work. You got to really, really work at it. It's not something, when things are just given to you, for those people on Shabbos, we're going to talk about this also, there's a concept of soni matanos chichya. I love presents. We come into things, oh, give me presents. But the bottom line, a present's here one day and it's out the other because you didn't work it. But if you go back and on Shabbos you do chazar on this sugi of Kinyan Daled Amos, and you're able to see the sugi, and you're able to read the ksos, and the rashba, and the ritva, and the everything there, and you're saying, wow, now I see it come together. The difference in kidim kli, not kidim kli. The difference between chayfetz and not, to go through the avnei milum and get it and say, wow, Kinyan Daled Amos. I'm really holding in the sugya, like Rav Nemitzal is holding the sugya, and I have that ability because I'm in it and I worked for it. If you have that ability, then it's the most precious thing. But if you don't work and you're just reading the art scroll, but I know the sugya. I read in the footnotes. It said the Ramban said this, the Ran said this. Great, so I can sound very smart, but I didn't work. Then you lose that caring about it, that working for it. This is a yesod in life for sure. In Talmud Torah, yesod in life. Adam wrote that bekav shelo yoter mitiba tisha kavit shel chaver. Chazal tell us a person wants the one little kav, the morsel of kav that he has, more than everything else. The same comes true with Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael niknet bi yisurim. I have been involved in Bnei Akiva all my life. I'm a Zionist. Very nice. There's different levels. If you're really going and sacrificing to really care about it, that's what it says. That's what the Torah, that's what the Gemara is saying. You want to have something that's real and connected, that's got to come through Yisurim. It's got to come through real hard work. Hopefully, Bezrat Hashem, through this week and next week, when we continue a little bit doing Arba Amos, you're able to see the fruits of your labor. To be able to see that connection as the simcha we have here is the real simcha of Ivdu et Hashem b'simcha, in the realest sense possible. Have a good Shabbos.